Her only plot to fail had been the one meant to displace her sister. And she had not failed completely then, because she had survived, somehow. She said, "Soon Kina's followers will start arriving. We'll have to be somewhere else, so let's go down to Deja Gore and cause some confusion. We ought to get there about the time Spinner figures he's ready to make an independent move. Be interesting to see how it goes." Croker did not understand, but did not ask. He was used to her talking in riddles. She let him know what she wanted him to know when she was ready to tell him. No point pressing her. He could do little but bide his time and hope. "It's late," she said. "We've done enough for today. Let's turn in." He grunted, not eager. The place gave him the creeps when he thought about it, which meant every night as he fell asleep, which meant at least one potent nightmare. He would be glad to get out. Maybe out there he could vanish, if he could think of a way to hide from the crows. 15 minutes after the lamp went out, Soulcatcher asked,
"Are you awake?"
"Yeah."
"It's cold in here."
It always was. Most nights he fell asleep shivering.
"Why don't you come over here?"
The shivering worsened.
"I don't think so."
She laughed.
"Some other time."
He fell asleep worrying about how she always got her way instead of about the temple. His dreams were more troubling than nightmares. Once he wakened momentarily. The lamp was alive again. Soulcatcher was murmuring with a clatch of crows. The subject seemed to be the vents in Taglios. She appeared pleased. He drifted off without understanding what it was about. Chapter 29. Neither potential campsite was perfect. One had been fortified before, in ancient times. For centuries people had carried the stone off for use elsewhere. I chose that site. "Nobody remembers the name," I told Ram as we rode toward town. "Makes you think."
"Huh? About what?"
"The fleeting nature of things. Taglios's entire history could have been influenced by what happened there, and now nobody remembers the name." He looked at me oddly, straining for understanding. He wanted to understand, but he didn't have the capacity. The past was last week, the future tomorrow. There was no reality in anything that happened before he was born. He was not stupid. He seemed big and dull and slow, but possessed an average intellect. He just had not learned to employ it. "Never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm just being moody." He understood moody. He expected it. His wife and mother had been moody. He did not have time now to think anyway. He was too busy staying on his horse. We returned to the barracks. There was another crowd looking for their loved ones. Narayan was handling them efficiently. They eyed me curiously. Not at all the way they had looked at Croker. Him they had hailed liberator everywhere. Me, I was a freak without the sense to know she was not a man. I would grow on them. Just a matter of creating a legend. Narayan caught up with me.
"There was a messenger from the palace. The prince wants you to dine with him tonight. Some place called the Grove."
"Oh?"
That was where I had met him first. Croker had taken me. The Grove was an outdoor place frequented by the rich and influential.
"Request or order?"
"Invitation. Will you do me the honor of..."